T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get going on a Monday edition. Here's hoping that you had a good weekend, a productive one, an entertaining one, perhaps. Jacob Albrecht in this morning. Chad Chambers producing as we get going on a Monday. We start with the Shockers and K-State. Nice win for K-State, right? They kind of came on the road and got a win and beat, I think, what we generally consider to be a pretty decent team, although K-State did not look like, I mean, Wichita State did not look like a decent team last night. For them not to win a game in which they hold their opponents to, what, 33% shooting or something in that range is a really, really badly missed opportunity.
Yep. I think that, one, good on Bruce Weber for being a part of this and getting it done. K-State,
right.
You know, they put their neck out, but this is good for – the state of Kansas. We're going to see Memphis and Tennessee play next. So other areas and regions do this. So good on Bruce Weber. This needs to be an every year game. The Shockers every single year should play Kansas State and Oklahoma State without question. Just should happen. And you know, that was, they got it sold out essentially last night, and that's what
fantastic.
Was important. And it was really cool. And you know, they were 14-5. So essentially a sellout. If you saw the pictures there, you know, it was good and full. Hopefully
sure.
The game in Kansas City's the same way. We know the game at Charles Koch Arena will be. And I'll bet you Shocker fans make a trip to Bramlage when that game comes
sure.
around. So we've got this
sure.
for a while. We've got two relatively young teams, you know, at least teams where you can, you know, young enough that you can develop a rivalry here among the players, which I think is also pretty important. So let's say that first. Really, really happy that they played this game. I think that this game sort of showed us what both of these teams are. Look,
mm-hmm.
Wichita State, I think everybody feels like that was a game they should have won. I mean, they had the big lead early. They led in the second half. They played good enough defense, as you mentioned. I'll tell you, I think they're going to play good enough defense to be in just about every game that they play. That's what you like about the Shockers. But at some point, there has to be some consistency offensively. And they just, boy, they didn't get it last night. You know, they shot better, you know, essentially they shot better than Kansas State did. And it wasn't enough. Man, you got to... I don't know. It's going to be we're going to get frustrated by this again this year. You know, it's starting to be a trend more than at some point guys are going to make shots. I just think it's within the realm of possibility that the team is cold in certain games. And can they defend their way to a win? Maybe.
Here's what bugged me yesterday. shot selection and not recognizing where they needed to go. Is it just me, or was Mo Daisy having his way down low?
Yeah.
And when you get 19 points and 7 rebounds out of a guy, and he only gets 8 shots, but you've got and you're shooting 5 of 23 from 3, and you're not recognizing. This is the thing that concerns me the most. Look, poor shooting is poor shooting. And maybe that's who this team is, and maybe they have better days. They're going to have better days than 35%. But I don't think they're ever – and maybe they light it up a couple of times. But this is not a great shooting basketball team. I think that we've seen enough of them now through 8 games to pretty much understand that. What you look for now, Jacob, in my opinion, is shot selection, is understanding the flow of the game. Where are you going with the basketball? And who are you feeding the basketball? Where are you getting your shots from? And are you recognizing that even, and I will just say it, Tyson Etienne has got to start showing up. He took 20 shots yesterday, hit 4 of 20 shots, was 1 of 11 from three-point range. And I know he's a college player, but he's the defending player of the year in the American Conference. He's got to show up in games like this. And there was a point in the second half, Jacob, where I think I felt like K-State was thinking, yeah, go ahead and let him shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds harsh, I mean, and I don't mean it to sound harsh, but he takes tough shots, and I'm not sure that they always have to settle for tough shots.
Right, I agree.
One man's opinion.
No, I don't think there's anything overly critical about that. A lot of times he's hitting all those shots, and the other team can't let him take them. Last night wasn't one of those nights. What's interesting to me is we don't see that very often. There are plenty of times. The game before we saw in the week where Ricky Council was the guy in Stillwater, right? There are plenty of times where we see Tyson Etienne pull back from a big shot volume because it's not going. So, for example, you know, his other two games where he was in, you know, into double digit threes, he shot them at a hyper, you know, he shot 5 of 15 from Arizona, and we all know how that game went. They had to have him late, right? And then the other one, UNLV, was 6 of 12 from 3. And in other games, he's sort of backed off of that. You know, his high shot selection games this year, right? So he shot 27 times against Arizona, 17 times against UNLV, 17 times against Missouri, right? In those games, the Arizona game, again, we all remember the Arizona game and what was happening. So let's look at UNLV Missouri as maybe a better example. He was shooting at over 40%. He was shooting at a fine percentage. The Oklahoma State game, you know, it wasn't going. He didn't take a lot of shots, just 2 of 7. South Alabama was a game we might remember. He stopped shooting at some point and went 1 of 10. So that's what was a little bit – I don't know why the Shockers were pressing through him a little bit last night, especially when Mo Udeze wasn't in foul trouble and was highly effective, right? They were doing a good job from the free throw line. They were, you know,
hell,
why
he was
not
even
drive
hitting free throws, right?
Why not drive in and try and get some free throws that way? Your other guards, you know, Dex was – he had a couple free throws. Craig Porter had 4. Quay Grant had 4. So I don't know why they pressed that way. I don't know, because we've seen – how many times, too, have we seen the Shockers shoot poorly at interest? I mean, it's a different arena. And Isaac Brown said after the game, he said we didn't do a good enough job of getting the ball back inside. He said that's on me. I don't know what that means. But I do know everyone was pretty aware that they should have fed Mo more inside. I don't know. But they defended well enough again, and as long as the team buys in and does that, they're going to, you know, these games will probably happen, but they shot that poorly, and it was a game you felt like they should have won. I mean, if you're K-State, you went into that game without Nigel Pack, I don't care how you get it done, you got it done, right? Yeah. K-State, I don't take a whole lot of anything away from K-State other than the fact that they went to Wichita, beat the Shockers without their best player. So, like, I don't even read a whole lot into the K-State side of it, because I think no matter what happened, had they won, it's a big-time win. They didn't have their best player. A player that looks like he's going to be an all-conference kind of player, too, right, by the way. So, you know, if you're K-State, I don't care, who cares? Like, you know, we didn't shoot well, doesn't matter. They escaped with a win, if you want to call it escaped. They got a win. And so, you know, to me, it's more about the Shockers than it is about K-State, not because of anything K-State did. K-State came in hobbled to hostile territory.
Yeah.
Although the crowd, excuse me, the crowd I thought was a pretty good K-State crowd, too. But I don't know what to take away from this for Wichita State, other than they get a week off. They have to, they've got to, you know, understand offensively what happened and why it happened, because we don't normally see, you know, if Tyson isn't making a bunch of shots, he usually stops taking them. But that didn't happen yesterday, and I don't know why that didn't happen. But it's probably a pretty good time to go ahead and figure that out as to, you know, one, what is a good shot? My guess is, with him, anything is going to remain a good shot. Isaac Brown's been very adamant about that this year. It's all a good shot for him. We're fine with him shooting. But at some point in a game like that, okay, let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else we can get in and get going.
Well, you want to see more movement. You want to see more offense. You want to see more understanding of where you need to go with the basketball. Look, Tyson Etienne's a fantastic player, and don't get me wrong, but he's got to have the broadest shoulders on this basketball team, because everything goes through him. He's shooting 28.6% from three-point range through seven games this season. This is a career 39% three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. So you figure at some point he's going to get on a bit of a streak and get back closer to the norm and what he's done in his career. But he's only shooting 32% from the floor. And that's tough when a good portion of your shots are going through him. And so that's a bit of a challenge, is figuring that out. But, man, it was watching it from afar, Jacob, it was a difficult game to watch. K-State fans probably come away and say, damn, we didn't have our best player, and we came down here and got a win. And you characterized it right on the target. That's a good win for K-State, good win for a young team early in the season in a hostile place, relatively hostile, because K-State did show up well, I thought, based on just looking at it. But this game was like, nobody could shoot the ball. It was like a stonemason's convention. Mm-hmm. It was not easy college basketball to watch. I don't know if being there made it any better, the energy of the place, etc. But it was
it was a close game with good energy. That helps, I think. Yeah. I think it does.
It does help a little bit, but oh my gosh. Anyway, and a bump in the road for Wichita State, perhaps. We should win their next four games. I think that they'll have to play fairly well against North Texas, to be mm-hmm. candid.
Yeah.
I think North Texas is at least capable. And then, but they should get to what? What would that get them to? 10-2? 10-2 with Memphis coming in?
Four plus what you're at right now, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's hard to complain about that if indeed you can put those four in the win column. It's hard to complain about that.
And it's not, but yeah, a really it's not time bad to panic.
Again, oh, no, not hope, at all. No.
You
no.
hope that the Oklahoma State game will likely have more sway, whether Wichita State won this game or not, will likely have more sway because it came on the road. So I think when all the dust settles on this stretch, which it has, and you look at 6-2 with losses to Arizona and Kansas State, but road wins at Missouri, road win at Oklahoma State, neutral court win at UNLV, I think that's going to be – you've got to – I mean, I don't think that you have to feel good about it. You think that you probably could have had one more win out of that. Mm-hmm. But coming into the year, I think in that stretch you would have liked it. And now it's on – you know, you hope for success for UNLV. You hope for success from Oklahoma State, and that Missouri, by the time conference rolls around, maybe doesn't continue the trend that they're on. I mean, they've been awful. So – you just hope those things happen, and now you got to take care of business, cure what ails you a little bit in these games. It'd be really nice to see the Shockers flex a little bit. We haven't really seen them do that on anybody this year.
No,
but you know,
right.
Flex it out a little bit, like dominate somebody in a few of these games. Find whatever it is that's missing offensively, and I don't know what it is yet. I still can't quite figure it out. I want to say it's as simple as just hitting some shots, but I don't know if it's that simple. Maybe it's finding different shots at this point. And that's, you know, okay, fine. See what it is. I was intrigued by, you know, Craig Porter getting to the line last night. Ricky Council and Tyson Etienne don't shoot well. What are you going to do then? Well, yesterday it appeared to be Mo Udeze. So how do you make sure that he's fed constantly? And,
yeah,
you know, is,
yeah, you
is,
feed him until,
is Kenny
you
Poto
feed him
capable
until...
of...
Yeah, until K-State stops him. I think they typically do.
There's no doubt they start their offense through Mo. Look at the game against Oklahoma State on those runs. If Mo doesn't miss, what, three layups early, that game was never – they didn't get out to a 10-0 run. It was more like 10-6, 10-8. They just missed those shots, but they always – and they did it yesterday. They went through Mo early. But what happened – or what was there that made that go away? That's what Isaac Brown's got to figure out, and the rest of the team needs to understand, including, you know, Tyson Etienne and the shooters. Like, look, everybody's going to get better looks if they have to respect Mo down low. That's why Isaac Brown wants to run his offense that way. He's made no bones about that. They want to start inside. They want to start inside. I mean, Wichita State's offense has started that way for a long time, no matter who was down there. Think about at least in the most recent years. Look at the Jaime Echenique years. They clearly started inside with him. They're doing it with Mo.
Yep.
And it makes, you know, that's going to make better shots for everybody, and that's probably going to be what this offense is. Whether they hit shots, I don't know how you predict that. It either happens or it doesn't. And you know,
right.
On a night where
just
about everybody shot poorly, then.
Everybody on either side of the aisle. I mean, it. Like I said, it was one of those. Good Lord, is anybody going to make anything? But anyway, so it goes. All right, let's get to the phones. 869-1240. Figured there'll be some good feedback on this one last night as we go to the KFH hotline courtesy of our friends from Twin Peaks. Drew, you start us off. What's going on, partner?
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Good. Good, sir.
Good, Drew.
Good. I called in on Thursday talking about Wichita State and the game. I just didn't like what I saw then, and I still don't like what I see. It's just I got roasted on Twitter after I called in because people were talking about how I haven't watched basketball in 2 years or whatever. The game's changed. Here's the thing. I'm all for ball screens. You have to pass the ball. When you have – I mean, you've got all these shots, and you've got 8 assists. On 54 field goal attempts. I just can't stand watching this basketball. This is not the NBA, and I feel like this is a coaching issue. Like, get a set play going. Tyson shouldn't have to just have the ball in his hands the entire time and then, you know, James Harden it and throw it up the last second. These are really bad shots they're taking, and I agree with you. They need to find different shots. I don't know how they're going to do that without a coach because I feel like the coach is just rolling the ball out there and saying, hey, just get a shot up. Just go play basketball. And that's the worst thing you can do for some of these teams. I don't agree. I don't think these are selfish guys. I think this is just the hand that they've been dealt. There's no set plays. There's nothing being run for these guys. And, you know, I know this is his first year or second year or whatever, but and they signed him for a contract. But, you know, bring me Turgeon back. I'll take that. I'll call, hang up, and let you discuss.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks, Drew. You covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time, and I'm not ready to throw out the baby with the bathwater, but I do think that his comments in particular about the offense, especially after watching a game like yesterday, that carries some water. Now, it's not broken, and you just have got to figure out a better way to do it. I don't mind volume shooting on when you've got a volume shooter that can carry the weight, but you got to hit some shots, and yep. And
you
that's
have to
just,
know the you got to know right. the difference. You got to know right. the difference on this is a game where we're going to let Tyson Etienne just go, right? Versus yesterday, where that didn't happen, and you have to be able to pull back from that. Again, you know, in the game against UNLV, where he's 6 of 12 from 3, 8 of 17, you let Tyson Etienne take as many shots as he wants.
Sure.
In the Missouri game, and it's hard to have both things exist, but that's the way it's mm-hmm. going to have to be. I think this offense is at its best, as anybody would, when you've got a high-level player just shooting the lights out. I mean, that makes everything look good, right? Think back to the first game of the year when he took the deep three, and it was, you know, the question of was that a good look or not. I think it was fine because he makes that shot, and he was shooting, you know, and he just shoots that shot all the time. But, yeah, adjustments come. I've made no bones about it. I think Isaac Brown has done a phenomenal job so far at Wichita State. They defend at such a high level. They adjust in game defensively at such a high level that it is going to have them. And I think it's hard for me to imagine a scenario where they get blown out just because of the way that they defend. Do they have, you know, things to learn offensively? Sure they do. But Bruce, I remember plenty of Greg Marshall teams where we sat here and thought, God, are they ever going to score more than 60? But they were winning games, right? Like, this isn't new to Shocker basketball to have this, you know, offensive. Now, it looked a little different, right?
Yeah, like, it looked a lot different. But that's,
but it was still the same result. They're going to defend their way into a game, and if they can get enough offense that, you know, but offense has always
but
been hard.
But that
to
those
out,
teams
at
rebounded, though,
here.
Jacob, and that's the difference.
Yeah,
those,
totally
I mean, those
agree.
Teams were
totally
just,
agree.
Total
they out-rebounded
K-State teams.
Yesterday. They right. they out-rebounded K-State and have been getting much better. You know, rebounding has been better, I think. I say they out-defensive rebounded K-State. Offensive rebound K-State got them a little bit, which led them to right. total rebounds. But defensive rebounding was the issue last year, and I think they've gotten better at that this year for sure. I think that it's what's going to be difficult for Wichita State and Isaac Brown is how do you know when to flip the switch? How do you know when to flip it and let Tyson go? And how do you know when to flip it the other way and say, look, not today. Like, this isn't that day. So let's, you know, we got to do something else. That's going to be really difficult to navigate.
Well, the carburetor is usually pretty good for Tyson Etienne. I mean, this is one of the things that I like about, this is what I like about the kid, the young man, is that he has a fairly good understanding. I like his basketball IQ. I love his work ethic, and I love his skill set. We're talking about one 40-minute snapshot here. The big picture, I think, is still fine for Wichita State. We're talking about an opportunity that they missed and a game that in a regular situation they should have won and won fairly easily. I mean, when you hold the team to 33%, you should win a game.
And they don't have Nigel Pack.
Right. I mean, so, yeah. I've got an issue with what we saw yesterday. But taken as a whole, Wichita State's on schedule. Now, I will say this. The 40-minute snapshot... provides, as Drew just pointed out, some questions offensively and some challenges. And it is incumbent upon Isaac Brown as the head coach to reel that in and tighten that ship up a little bit. And I have every confidence that they'll do that. So 65-59, tip of the hat to Kansas State and to Bruce Weber. And I agree with you, Jacob. Good for him that these games are being played. Good for Wichita State and Kansas State to get together and make this good for basketball fans in the state of Kansas. You could feel the energy. I certainly could from afar yesterday. That was absolutely great. And K-State gets out of town with a win, 65-59. All right, we'll continue with our observations from yesterday down at Interest Bank Arena. Terry, hang in there through the break. We'll get to you. We're a little behind schedule. Sports Daily on a Monday. Chad Chambers takes us to a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, rolling through a Monday, or at least just getting going. Starting the roll, if you will. Jacob Albrecht, yours truly. Jad Chambers producing, 869-1240. That's the KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks, serving Wichita East and West. Terry is the next caller, 869-1240. Terry, good morning. Nice to have you on the show. Jad, do we have the caller? All right. Okay, all right, very good. Never mind. All right, so 65-59, Kansas State beats Wichita State. We've talked about, by the way, on Isaac Brown. Isaac Brown has done, to this point, an absolutely phenomenal job at Wichita State and deserves only the highest amount of respect. Winning, and I don't care how you slice it, he won an American Conference championship a year ago. He's got a nice team this year that has a great deal of potential, still does. We're just talking about an opportunity that went by the wayside yesterday. And we're talking about, to a degree, Jacob, and I'm not trying to put words in anyone's mouth, the manner in which they lost. And that was the thing that probably bothers me the most, was the manner in which they lost. So, yes, good time to have a little break. Good time to work on some things. Good time to get in the film room, because that's where you can really point things out. It makes sense to guys when they see it in video, and I have every confidence that this team will get better because of it. And that's what you hope for. What's done is done. Move forward now and win 4 games that are all very winnable, headed towards the beginning of the conference season, and what, a New Year's Day game with Memphis?
Yeah, look, I think a couple of things that you hope, get back. I hope Ricky Council can string them together. He wasn't
Right.
Particularly good yesterday. 4 turnovers. He didn't fight. He was fantastic the day before. He's young. That's going to happen. His consistency will be one of the most critical parts, I think, to the ultimate success of this team this year. I want to know, obviously Mo was really good yesterday. What I want to know is, does Kenny Poto possess anywhere similar to the same offensive skill set down low that Mo has? I think defensively, Poto has been, you know, where you would hope he would be as a freshman. We all know he can shoot a 3. But can he work it offensively down low like Mo can? Because that's, you know, if the Shockers ultimately work inside out, which I do agree that that's their best offense right now, at least from what we've seen, then, you know, you have to hope that it can't all fall on Mo there. So that I want to know that, and I don't think we do yet, and that's okay. And, you know, other than that, I don't know what else, you know, can you create better looks? Probably. And I would imagine that Tyson Etienne doesn't feel good about taking 11 threes and only hitting one. I mean, obviously that's not the case. No. And again, as we brought up, that's not typical. Typically, if he's not feeling it, if he's not heat checking it the right way, we see his shot volume go way down. And they do some other things. It didn't happen yesterday. Don't know why it didn't happen. Don't know why Mo wasn't featured. We'll let the dust settle a little bit, and we'll ask Isaac Brown tomorrow when we talk to him about why that happened, and how you prevent that from happening again. It was a big time atmosphere. Like there, you know, downtown in your hometown with that many people in the gym, and you know that game. I think they'll look back on throughout the year, hopefully, if things go well, and they'll feel okay about it. I don't, you know, the net rankings came out today. I don't think winning that game would change much. Wichita State's at 66. They're at 56 in the KenPom. I don't know that that game yesterday was going to affect that a whole lot one way or the other.
No, I agree. You're right. Doesn't move the meter that much.
They need to be at least in the top three of the conference. That has to be the expectation. And we'll see about Memphis. You know, they've lost some games here, 3 in a row now. I still, you know, that's so much talent on the floor for them that you're going to fear them every time you play for that reason. But a fun game at Intrust. They didn't shoot it well. We've seen the Shockers not shoot it well at Intrust in these games before. I'm sure we'll see it again. I'm happy that they defended at a high level still, and we haven't seen that side of it waver one time this year. I mean, that side has, if they defend and continue to be high level, high IQ defenders like they've been, they're going to be in just about every game. And I think that's, you know, ultimately why I'm bullish on this team. I feel like the floor is high. The ceiling, yes. You come at Oklahoma State and you feel like the ceiling is rising. And then, you know, a poor shooting night maybe makes you pause for a second, but let's see. You know, we know what the team is. They're gonna defend well, and they need Tyson Etienne to be really good. He wasn't yesterday. Should they have still won? Probably so. Yep. But they didn't.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, Terry is back. Let's go to the phones at 869-1240 on the KFH hotline. Terry, good morning.
Well, good morning to both of you. I had a quick question. Well, I got several quick questions. When Wichita State University goes to Manhattan, do we play in their home arena?
Both. So they'll play one of them in Kansas City, downtown there, and then they'll play one at Bramlage. Oh. So it's a 4-game set, one at T-Mobile Center, one at Intrust, one at Bramlage, one at Coke.
So is money basically behind why nobody plays in their home arena?
Well, they're playing two of the games in home arenas.
Yeah, two of the four are in the home arenas.
Oh, two of the four. Oh, okay. Okay, real quickly, I'm just going to say I sure wish that we had much more of an inside game. I think the defense would wonder an awful lot more about what maybe we might be planning next. And then what else got down there? I didn't see the intensity myself of the team, maybe as they had been maybe at Wichita State earlier this year, and then turned numerous turnovers, and each player, I think, just has to contribute more to their game. I just wish that there was some way that they could just be consistent. That's the thing that just drives me crazy. But anyway, I know everybody has to say that, but it's just
Coach
would just go crazy because they're so hot 5 minutes of the game, and then 2 minutes later, it's like, why did you pass the ball if the guy was right in front of you, you know, or whatever, you know? It just seems like over time you'd improve. I'd say improvement and consistency to me are what I've seen of all the minutes I've seen him play this year. I just wish they could improve and be more consistent. I think they would have won yesterday without question. Some of the passing and some of the dribbling, but mainly passing, that some of that I just meant, why in the world did they throw that ball? It just seems to me so open and easy to see it, but I'm out on the court, so it's all different.
I hear you. Well, we're glad to have been your couch this morning, Terry. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Interestingly, and we've been talking about how good they were defensively, because they were. I thought, to your point, Terry, I thought their energy defensively was quite good. Now, the interesting thing was they didn't turn K-State over at all. K-State took care of the basketball, and that probably helped them overcome shooting 34% and 6 of 25 from three-point range. They had possessions. They ended up getting 62 shots. That's 8 more than Wichita State took with 14 turnovers. And that ends up being an issue. Shockers only had 19 baskets. K-State had 21. And K-State had more opportunities because they were better on the offensive glass. They took care of the basketball, didn't turn it over. And even shooting worse than Wichita State, still had more than enough to win by 6 points. So, yeah, there are some things there that that will draw the attention of the coaching staff and will be front page stuff for this team as they prepare for North Texas. All right, we'll turn the page. Let's get to the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs winning on Sunday night. Is this who the Chiefs are offensively? Or was Denver that good defensively that they made them look that way? But hasn't the Chiefs kind of looked this way through most of the season? We'll pose those questions and chew on that for a bit as we get into it. 8-4 and leading the West by a single game over the Los Angeles Chargers. Week 13 of the NFL as we continue. Rolling on a Monday, 869-1240. Join us on the KFH hotline, fueled by Twin Peaks. Kansas City wins it 22-9 in ho-hum fashion over the Broncos last night. 15th in a row in the series between the two teams. Chiefs have won 5 straight now. They were outrushed. They were outpassed. They were outpossessed. Their offense created essentially 16 points. Although their defense gave them 9 of those points with a pick in good field position that they ended up getting a field goal on the short field. And then obviously the Daniel Sorensen pick 6 from, 76 yards out. 8-4, 5 straight wins. And I think in the NFL, Jacob, that's really all that matters. Now, if you really want to get into the mortar of this game and what it means for the Chiefs, to me, it's they won a football game and they're 8-4. Beyond that, how are they doing it? Well, they're doing it with good defense. That's not surprising. 5 straight now with holding teams under about 11 and a half, 12 points a game now. Their offense is, not spectacular at this particular point. Maybe it was the Broncos last night. I don't know. But Patrick Mahomes was very average at best. He did score the one touchdown early off schedule, which was vintage Mahomes, creating something out of nothing. But I don't know. Any cause for concern with the Chiefs' offense?
Yeah, for sure. I think the same concern exists that's, you know, been existing for a while. They're dropping passes. I don't know for the life of me why that's happening this year. I don't, I mean, 50% from Mahomes, less than, I don't know what to think of that. Coming out of a bye, it's a little bit concerning. I will say, though, it's the Chiefs, and you still feel like it's going to come at some point. I know we're, 12 games in now, so when is some point? I don't know. I do know that, man, it's been fun to watch this defense play now for the last six or seven games. It is stunning to think about where the defense started this year and where it is now. I mean, it is stunning to think about that kind of a turnaround. I mean, is Melvin Ingram that good? Right? Like what Chris Jones is, because moving him back inside was a big part of it. So that part of this is just remarkable to me. I shake my head at it, considering how bad they were at the beginning of this year to how good they are now. I mean, I can't remember a unit improving that much within a season. You just have to keep thinking the offense will be there. I do think Mahomes, and it just, you know, just sort of an observation, I could even be wrong and I'd be okay with that. He looks more comfortable in the pocket than he did earlier. So I do think that's progress. He doesn't look quite as frantic, I don't think. The drops, I don't have much for you on the drops. I don't know why it's happening.
Yeah, what can you do, right? I mean, catch the frickin'
I don't know.
The football when it's thrown at you, right?
I don't know about that. I will say, though, I loved targeting the back six times in the game. I think that, you know, we see great teams and great offenses evolve pretty frequently. The Patriots come to mind as an example of a team that changes their offense every year. If this year, for whatever reason, the Chiefs just need to master the short to intermediate pass game, then so be it. I mean, look, if the backs are going to be able to, you know, find the kind of room, they were your two leading receivers yesterday. So, okay, let's just make sure we're incorporating them into every single game plan. Andy Reid can't do anything to make, you know, Tyreek Hill catch the ball. And, you know, Travis Kelsey's got drops this year. Like, I don't know what's happening with all that.
Good Lord, Pringle, I know. You know, it was,
he made a big play, though. He made a big special team
play. Yeah, he did. He actually made a big play to keep a drive going after he dropped one. And then made a real big play on forcing the fumble on the muffed punt. So, yeah, he earned his money, but he also dropped three passes.
You need to burn some incense or something. Get all your wide receiver gloves, burn some incense, like whatever you got to do.
Go find Joe Boo and reverse the curse on the bat, you know, something. Whatever it takes. We'll get more into the Chiefs, the AFC West. Week 13 in the NFL, which finishes up tonight. Get to see the Patriots tonight in Monday night prime time. So anyway, we'll turn the page and get after it. Hour 2, Sports Daily continuing. Albrecht and Hurdle with you. Chad Chambers producing Sports Daily on the sports station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.